Good morning, this is Mark.
Good morning, Mark. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Oh, hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So I'm an older guy, and I really didn't get in on learning the computer, and I'm really grateful for that. But then,
I understand.
Rear ugly head on me.
Yeah, I remember our conversation very, very intimately. So there's a couple of things that I do want to talk with you about, Mark, because I got your email this morning. And Ben actually emailed me on the 14th of last month, and I responded to him and never got a response back. Yeah, I never got a response back because I requested a time so we could go over everything so I could we could review this weeks ago because I knew that you guys weren't happy weeks ago.
Wait a second here. So on, was that 414 or 514?
Yeah, it was 514.
514.
Yeah.
And you basically ask when you could get together to explain, and you never got an answer
to that. Yeah, exactly. Because I knew he let me know that it wasn't going well. You guys weren't super pleased, which I want you to be super pleased. All the things. So here's, I have the messages here, which I can even screenshot and send to you, but he said, hey, Amy, we've been with Local Splash for about a month or so now, and we haven't seen any increase in business. As a matter of fact, I don't think we've had more than one or two hits.
We have had
a bunch of inquiries from random places, and he wants to know what isn't working. I literally responded within moments of the next morning because he did it after hours.
I do know that you responded. I didn't know that you had asked to book a time and a meeting. I wanted to go over stuff.
Yeah. I said, if you give me a time that our team can connect with you regarding the random inquiries and see what we can do about it, I'll put you in an appointment slot. We can review everything with you and would love an opportunity to go over and see exactly where we can improve. Because important to us, I promise you, I don't want to lose your business over small mistakes that can be changed.
No, I don't want to change businesses.
Okay. Praise God. But this is the other thing that concerns me. I also had you guys on my calendar to review for Google Guaranteed, which is, we'd spoken about it very briefly. It's an opportunity for possible upgrade. But I've reached out to Ben multiple times, and never has he picked up the phone. I've left voicemails. And he's never responded to me. Okay. Okay. Just so you know.
I
want you to know I made Ben the point of contact at your request.
Okay. So this is the Google Guarantee, okay? And you wanted to explain that, no return call. He just doesn't respond.
He doesn't respond, and I left multiple voice messages. Like, I finally just notated the account. It was like, you know what? I'm done trying. He'll call me if he wants it,
Nope. No. So it's a family member, so I have to be very politically delicate about this.
I understand, and that's why I wanted to talk with you directly.
He's living in his mom and dad's house, and he graduated college. And
understood.
In a car and cash. And he has no
reason to be responsive.
He really does have that.
Yeah. Exactly. And I understand, but you and I got along so good at the beginning and we built a connection that I was like, you know what? I'm just going to call Mark directly because this isn't okay. I notate the account every time I've called. So I have multiple days that I tried to call.
When you get a customer that doesn't engage and they're paying money and then they're pissy because they're wondering why.
Yeah. Then they're complaining. And we just got a notification, company wide that your account hit first page placement, under the 2 month mark, which is fantastic for what you're offering, where you're offering it. Like it's a huge deal. So it should be taking off at this point and making adjustments as far as keywords and services and things like that. That's our job. It will. I promise you, you're ranking second. If you look roofing in your area, bam, you're there, man.
It's also super mega slow.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
All my buddies are telling me how slow it is.
We got to make it attractive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything from the BBB, from my business inception date, that's all set up. Everything he's touched, it's
Right.
It's not right. Okay.
I know it's not, and I know you. And it's such a weird spring, right? Isn't it such a strange spring? Like it's super strange. We're seeing this weird weather, and it's everything is just different this year in 2024. You know, and I know it's an election year, and that affects everything and all the things.
Sure.
But our job is to deliver. And that's what we want to do. We want to deliver, but I can set you for a time slot, where you can speak with my technician and we can go over everything and see what changes and adjustments need to be made. And if you want to bring Ben in on that conversation, fantastic. If not, then that's your choice as well. It's completely up to you.
Okay. No, yeah. When do you want to do it?
Well, it's up to you. If you want me to schedule it like a time for tomorrow so you can give Ben a heads up, hey, I need you to be available, phone call.
I can't. That's the problem. I'm relying on somebody that's not reliable. So
I'm so sorry. Mark, we're going to help you. We're going to help you, and we're going to walk you through everything. Okay, we have available appointment times as early as 7:30 a.m., 9:30, 10:30, 11, 11:31, 1:32, 2:33. 3:30.
7:30 a.m. sounds good.
That's a good one for you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're going to go over everything. And then when you're ready, so Google Guarantee is the Google Guarantee lead source that's from Google. We had talked about it briefly. And I don't want to overwhelm you right now because I know that you have a lot of thoughts going on currently with what this upcoming meeting for tomorrow. So whenever you're ready to talk about that, I would love to talk about that with you. I do believe that you guys would be a great fit for that. Getting Google Guarantee approved is super easy for a company like yours.
So Google Guarantee, getting Google Guarantee approved. Is that what you said?
Yes.
So there's a requirement that they're asking of us.
Yes. It's a background check. So you could pass a background check, right?
Yeah. Well, okay.
And license and insurance. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. And that goes to get yourself background checked and any face-to-face employees. But if I'm not mistaken, you use day workers, right?
Yes. Day workers, meaning I'm a 1099 guy. I have W-2 guy. I don't have any employees,
which you don't need. So we wouldn't put any of them on the application because we don't know if they can pass a background check or not. And you're on the scene anyways for each job. So the upfront cost.
I'm married to the daughter of a federal judge. But yeah, we'll go ahead and make it happen.
You're gonna keep it clean. Keep it clean. So that's the one-time $250 application fee. It goes to get everything Google Guarantee approved. You fill out the application. You literally upload the documents. It's extremely easy. And then your lead cost is only $38 per qualified lead, with a minimum monthly budget of $505. So what that looks like in full explanation is this. You tried Angie's, you tried Thumbtack, you tried some of that stuff, right?
Total ripoff.
I know. And I only bring that up so I can tell you the difference, okay?
Sure.
And the difference is this, is that A, instead of you having to chase the client down, and you being given a phone number, and then they're like, hey, this is a possible good lead for you. You know, that's not how this works. So you're listed at the very tippy top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section. You have been vetted. Google's guarantee is to the general public, Mark. What they're saying is, hey, this company is tried and true. This company right here is a quality company, and we back them up with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Meaning, in the event that there was ever a snafu that could not be dealt with between you and the client, Google would actually pay that client out $2,000, up to $2,000, which we know in the grand scheme of things for a roofing company isn't a whole heck of a lot. However, it is what Google's guarantee is. And then what they guarantee.
So that's for the customer. If I just go on a job and flub it up and make it, blow it.
You guys understand
it.
Actually
have a guarantee that you offer to the customer. A supplemental insurance for being a member of Google.
Exactly. Okay. You got it beautifully. Now, and then what they're giving you is quality leads. So, A, instead of you having to chase the lead down, somebody calling you, or you being given a number and you having to chase that guy down and that same lead goes to multiple of your competitors, that's not how this works. People go to Google, they look at your accolades, they look at your business, and they say, hey, this is the company that we want to work with. So they call you directly, and those calls are recorded because it is a qualification process. If it's a sales solicitation.
You want to make sure that I'm not an idiot talking to these
people. No, not you. We want to make sure they're qualified.
Sure.
If it's a sales solicitation, spam, or robocall, you're automatically not charged. If it is a call of somebody requesting a service you don't provide, you're not charged. If it's somebody calling requesting service outside of your service radius, you're not charged. You're only charged if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face, or if you give estimate over the phone, which is like never, because you can't give a roof estimate over the phone.
I wouldn't do that.
Right. So the way it works is like this. All those calls are recorded for authenticity purposes, Mark. It is extremely important because AI is listening to each one of those specific phone calls looking for the qualifiers. If it's not qualified, you're automatically not charged. Plus, we have the fail-safe in place. If it happened to slip through the cracks, which is rare, then you would actually contact us and we would dispute it with Google and say, hey, this is unqualified. We get the money back. So it works like an escrow account. You pay the $250 up front. We get the Google guarantee approval for yourself. The maximum amount of time that takes is 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always or even usually take that long, but you know I have to let you know what the terms and conditions state. So that's what they state.
What takes 4 to 8 weeks?
The terms and conditions state 4 to 8 weeks for Google guarantee approval, which, again, I don't see it take that long very often. That's usually for companies who are dragging their feet. They set that timeline up during COVID when everything was taking an extra long time. So
sure.
Basically, if I send you the application, you fill that application out and have the onboarding call with my technician, the only next step is for you to upload your ID, and that processes the application, and I've seen it return very quickly. As soon as your Google guarantee approved, we contact you. We say, okay, we're ready to turn on the budget. You pay the $505. This is for 13 Google guaranteed leads at $38 per lead.
Right.
Okay, and it works like an escrow account, so you're in complete control.
That's regardless of the house size, so you don't have a step.
Oh yeah,
program.
No, that's regardless. It's regardless of house size. That's regardless of the what you know. If it's a re-roof, if it's a full installation, if it whatever you're listed for,
we're all cool.
Right? So,
Annie, you're doing really great. I got two people that are waiting on me.
Okay.
I'm really taking this in, and I am very much enjoying this conversation.
Okay.
I'm learning a heck of a lot.
Right.
Now, tomorrow morning at 7:30, somebody will call me, or would this be you that would be calling me?
Well, tomorrow morning at 7:30 is going to be somebody to go over the other portions of your package. This would be considered an upgrade on your package if you want to give it a go.
Okay, so for now on, you'll go ahead and get a hold of me. I did not know that Ben was not returning or was totally unresponsive.
Okay.
I can see one or two, no replies, but just being blowing you off and then having you throw us in the trash can because you're not getting any feedback. It is highly uncool. I figured that was happening. I knew something smelled wrong.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for spelling this out for me.
Yeah, no worries. I'll take him off there. That way, so the email address, you still want that ben.hardy?
No. Let's go ahead and make this, I'm going to private this up a little bit because I don't want my webmaster to know what's going on. I don't want Ben to know what's going on. He is a family member. I do love him.
But it's
not
their business.
It is what it is.
Right.
It's not a good fit, and he doesn't like roofing.
Right.
He doesn't know what he wants, and I get it. So let's go ahead and do, let's do MS. That's like Mary Sierra.
Uh-huh.
And then it would be my last name, which is M as in Mike. Mm-hmm. C as in Charles. Mm-hmm. A-L-E-E-R at Comcast.net.
Comcast.net. You got it. Okay.
At Comcast.net.
I got it. And then that that call tomorrow is going to come from our 877 phone number. Okay. And the technician's going to call you directly and make on this same number. And then I can call you later on this afternoon to finish up talking about the Google guarantee if you want. I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel free. If you, you know, I'm sure that it's probably a little slow on your end too. If you guys, if you're, you can always feel free to reach out. Absolutely. I'll take anything I can get.
Okay. All right.
As far as knowledge.
Yeah,
feel free.
Absolutely. Okay.
No expectations, but I know that I'll be speaking with somebody tomorrow morning. Let's get this thing back. Take me out of the trash can. this is viable. I apologize. I did not know this was happening.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to help you. We got it. Okay. Don't worry.
Perfect.
All right, Mark.
I'm glad I called. All right,
I'm
Amy.
Glad you
bye-bye.
Did too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Is it Annie or Amy?
Amy. Amy. That's okay. It looks like Annie.
Well,
I understand.
I have a niece named Annie. She's a Nielsen, so.
Oh, okay, and I'm a Nelson.
There you go. So, all right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Please do that one. Mm-hmm.